Wisconsin Dem candidates coming together tour has one exception, MAGA voters. By Jasmine Jordan on August 25, 2026. Wisconsin Democrat congressional candidate Rebecca Cook's post-primary effort to present herself as a candidate willing to engage voters across the political spectrum is facing scrutiny after a Trump supporter was denied entry to an event her campaign had promoted as open to the public. On primary night, Cook declared, "If I see someone with a MAGA hat on, I'm shaking their hand." Days later, her campaign launched a two-day Coming Together tour, advertising the events as free and open to the public and saying, "All are welcome." But last week, a Stevens Point resident who attended Cook's Coming Together tour wearing a Make America Great Again hat and an American flag around her shoulders was denied entry at the door after seeing Cook's comments about welcoming MAGA voters. The incident is not the first controversy involving Cook's portrayal of Republican support. In 2024, Cook posted a photograph of two Van Orden supporters and presented them as Republicans for Cook. The people pictured later publicly objected to the characterization, saying, "We don't appreciate being used in this way. We did not authorize her to use our picture. We're voting for Derek Van Orden." Cook previously called her hometown of Eau Claire racist, noting that MAGA flags wave high in the area. She has also repeatedly used MAGA as an attack against Van Orden and worked as a political consultant for Kirk Bangstad, who later drew backlash after celebrating the assassination attempt against President Donald Trump. RNC spokesman Hunter Lovell told Breitbart News exclusively, "Rebecca Cook can't hide from her roots as a far-left Democrat political operative who proudly supports Bernie Sanders and Zoran Mamdani's socialist agenda. Rural Wisconsin voters can see straight through Cook's election year charade." Cook's latest appeal to voters outside the Democrat base comes as she again campaigns against Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district after losing to him by 2.7 points in 2024. She has previously argued that her profile is suited to connecting with swing, moderate and independent voters. Breitbart News reported in May that Cook has portrayed herself as a political outsider despite spending years working as a professional Democrat fundraiser and consultant. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that she served as finance director for congressional races beginning in 2012 and later founded Cook Strategy, which described itself as a Democratic political and fundraising consulting firm. Cook and her firm were paid more than $190,000 by campaigns and committees, while financial records reviewed by Breitbart News also showed that between 2021 and 2023, Cook received $56,830.37 in compensation from her Red Letter Grant nonprofit, while the organization awarded $54,000 to businesses. Cook also served on the steering committee of Opportunity Wisconsin in 2021 and 2022, which the Washington Free Beacon reported was an alias used by the North Fund, a dark money organization backed by George Soros's Open Society Policy Center and managed by Arabella Advisors. In June, Breitbart News reported that Cook touted an endorsement from the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, as the union opposed aspects of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal alien commercial truck drivers and rules requiring proof of citizenship for certain industrial jobs, including commercial truck driving. The administration's trucking enforcement included Operation Checkmate, during which Border Patrol arrested 36 illegal aliens driving commercial trucks in Arizona. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy also said states had potentially illegally issued about 194,000 commercial driver's licenses to foreign migrant truckers who would not meet English language standards, and later said more than 20,000 non-English proficient drivers had been taken out of service and more than 28,000 illegally issued foreign CDLs revoked during the first year of Trump's trucking reforms.